Good morning, 6:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have District 2 and Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill. Doug, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Andrew.
Great to have you. So, I wanted to have you on because it's in your district. It's an area of town that you're extremely passionate about, Bayou Chico. The proposed, let's look at it and see what maybe could happen, idea of purchasing the Pensacola Shipyard territory. Your thoughts? I mean, it's your district. It's in the city. It's in the county, both. I mean, what do you think? I heard what you said at the county commission meeting, but what do you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, keep in mind, I mean, I'm a small government guy, and not just on election year, but generally speaking, I would prefer for the private sector to do things than the government. So taking a very large parcel of land out of private sector ownership and putting it into public sector ownership and therefore off the tax rolls, frightens me, quite frankly. I mean, I've been opposed to OLF 8 and VTMAE and the Techless Park. I mean, every time we do this, we spend so much more than the private sector would have. And in the process, we don't really do our job, of public infrastructure and public safety. So these things always, when these good ideas come up and it's like, oh, commissioner, this can be the best idea ever. My first thought is, that we're trying to bail somebody out of financial difficulty. So I would prefer to see that property stay in the private sector. There's a lot of it's industrial property. It's been industrial for generations, and it's got all the industrial waste on it. Whoever gets it next, whoever owns it, in order to do something, anything different, has to clean that up. And I don't believe that should be the taxpayer of Escambia County.
So we have this idea, as I understand it, this sort of vague notion of, well, we need water access. We are doing what we can to clean up Bayou Chico. That's all in process. We've got this port over here that we kind of wish were over somewhere else. And so let's try to shift some of that functionality over to the west. Maybe theoretically, eventually we can free up the port to be just development space. Like several developers are like itching to always get their access to the port. I guess when I look at it, I just don't understand the plan. Like, what is the idea other than, hey, this is available and let's see what maybe could come of it? And I don't mind a brainstorming session, but we seem to be maybe a little bit farther than just brainstorming.
Yeah, we go off half-cocked most of the time. There isn't really a strategy for these things. There's not been a strategic plan or strategic discussion for industrial waterfront property ever, I think, in the history of Escambia County. And yet now, because this property has come available, it's more of that kind of lottery thinking. And I refer to this as Cinderella thinking or glass slipper thinking. We just don't really plan to do our work and then work our plan. We kind of careen from one golden shovel in the dirt photo op to another one. And that's just it has the results that you would think. I mean, these things don't pan out the way we hoped that they would. OLF 8 was supposed to be $6 million. We're well over $20 million into it, and probably a decade away from anything being on it. The tech park remains vacant. Never was going to work out. VTMAE is not producing anywhere near the jobs that we were promised that it would. But as is often said, once we get started on these things, we say for like right now, we're saying, oh, we're just doing some research and we're just studying. But then at some point it flips and it's like, well, we put so much into it, we need to go ahead and finish. And somewhere in there, or nowhere in there, was the actual long-term planning and deciding, hey, what are our priorities? Because streetlights, sidewalks, and roads and stormwater is a much bigger priority to me and my constituents than anything having to do with that industrial property.
So in your mind, it's kind of a twofold combination. It's number one is, I know you're very skeptical about economic development projects, certainly by government incentivized or government overseen economic development projects. You're long time on the record about that. But it seems like that's that general skepticism about that property and that thing. And then also the what do we not spend money on if we do spend money on this, right? Is that fair to describe it as?
Right, Andrew, and every one of your listeners knows, hey, if you want to go to Disney this year, I mean, unless you're rich, right? And if you want to go to Disney this year, it maybe means that mama doesn't get a new car. money is a finite resource, and especially tax money. So anytime that we talk about good idea fairy stuff and, hey, wouldn't it be great if this, that, or the other, you should look at your own finances and say, how much money are you willing for the government to take from you to do this? Now, the current discussion is that we're going to do this 100% with grant money. So we're going to do all grant money from the federal and state government. Okay, I'm okay to listen to that conversation, but let's remember that the ferries that run, well, that maybe one day soon will be running from Pensacola to Pensacola Beach again, that was supposed to be zero out of our pockets. And in order to get it over the finish line, we ended up having to spend quite a bit of taxpayer, Escambia taxpayer dollars. So again, you can sit and talk about, you know, that you'd like these things, and we'd like everything. It would be great to have everything, but you cannot have everything. And I think as politicians, we should be a lot more honest with the citizens about what you don't get if you do get this.
So if it could draw down money from elsewhere, particularly maybe if it could draw down Triumph money or something like that and fund jobs, and if in the process it didn't take too much away from the actual tax income that the county makes because, you know, private industry is operating there, if, and we had a clear plan, you know, maybe, right? And if it wasn't costing money from somewhere else. Okay, I mean, I see where you're staking out the position there. In terms of the budget itself, I tell you, this is – I'm sorry, go ahead. You wanted to say something else?
No, you're right. You put a great bow on it. We'll leave it there.
The other thing, and I keep – I'm so concerned every time I hear this. You know, we played a clip earlier from the meeting where County Administrator Janice Gilley said you have 300-plus positions that are open. She's talking about the need to cut back services because we just can't hire people. We're in budget time, okay, so we're thinking about this. Obviously, we know all the difficulties within EMS and fire and, you know, name it, right? Money seems to be the problem. What do you think we need to do coming into this discussion?
Well, we need to grow up. this week we had 5 firehouses go down below minimum manning. Okay, we've got EMS holding. I think the worst that it got over this last week was EMS holding calls for 90 minutes. You call for an ambulance. You think about that. You call 911. You want an ambulance to come, and it's 90 minutes before they start rolling to your house. Okay. You may as well just, you know, throw grandma in the car and take her to the hospital yourself. It's not accidental. I mean, that is the cumulative effect of bad financial decision-making. And, you know, Commissioner Barry is very adamant about saying we're in better financial shape than we've ever been during his season of service. But my position is that we are in good financial shape. If we've got money in the bank, it's because we're not paying our bills. It costs $17 million a year to resurface 1/20th of our roads in Escambia County. And residential roads will last about 20 years, so you have to resurface 1/20th of them every year to maintain your current level of satisfaction. It costs $17 million to do that. We spend about $5 million a year in resurfacing. That means $12 million a year of deferred maintenance in our resurfacing, and that's why your roads look like crap, Andrew. You have to pay the bills first. You know that in your finances. Your listeners all know that in their finances at home. But in Escambia County, we balance our budget by not doing our job.
So where would the money come from within the budget? I mean, or are you saying tax increases? You know, it's kind of those are your options, right?
Well, I firmly believe that you can run Escambia County on 6.616 mils. But 6.616, which is what our millage rate is for ad valorem taxes, that is a libertarian tax rate. So you have to have a libertarian expectation of government, which means you don't expect the government to do a whole lot. But if you want to say yes to everything, if you want every commissioner to have $50,000 a year that he can just hand out for silly things, then that's a higher expectation of government. That is a higher expectation of taxation.
But $250,000 discretionary doesn't approach $12 million just as a roads budget shortfall. Right.
But Andrew, we've had this discussion so many times. When you're on a diet, it's the Coca-Cola that you don't drink is the one that helps you lose the weight. And when the commissioners are throwing around $250,000 a year in discretionary, we are sending the absolute wrong signal to every staff member about how to be a fiscal conservative. We are not fiscal conservatives in this county. And, you know, that I would start with that, because in my leadership model, you always start with yourself. If I tell my sailors that we're doing push-ups, They know we're doing push-ups because I get in the push-up position. You have to lead from the front, and so the commissioners really should do away with that $250,000 discretionary. But then, I mean, then the really hard work comes, right? We have a lot of outside agencies that we give money to. They do great work, but it's not the critical work of Escambia County, and therefore it shouldn't be paid for with taxpayer dollars.
Well, that's what I always worry about. I mean, I know you're coming into budget. I know it's going to be a big discussion, and we're totally out of time, unfortunately. But, yeah, my worry is I know the big number deltas that we have to approach, and I'm always concerned that it's small delta changes that we have on the plate to cut. But I'm looking forward to the discussion. I hope it's productive, certainly.
And this year is going to be different because Janice Gilley, for the first time, is presenting us an honest budget that really addresses the cost of doing business in Escambia County. Now, I mean, they're going to be mad. I mean, I won't be at all surprised if Janice Gilley gets fired for being too honest about the budget during this cycle.
Yeah, but when I've talked with her about this, like the maintenance and replacement schedule for the equipment is going to be an eye opener, I think, among other things. So, hey, Commissioner Underhill, as always,
we've got great people.
Thank you so much for the time. He is the District 2 Commissioner, southwest corner of Escambia County. Commissioner Underhill, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to the conversation, sir. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.